motion to come out of executive session into regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Dever, second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carries. Mr. Moore, any possible action?
Mr. President, the items discussed were those that were posted on the agenda, and there is no matter that needs to have a motion at this point.
Okay, second. In that case, we'll move into public hearings.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The Director will review with Council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendations made by the Commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement, and please sign in to the sign-in sheet at the podium. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise and do not repeat yourself. If you have the written statement, hand it to Mr. Lankin, it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is conditional use number 2039, Performance Injection Equipment, LLC. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for manufacturing and installation of performance automotive parts and accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 34,740 square feet, more or less. Property is located northeast corner of DuPont Boulevard, U.S. Route 113 at Betts Lane. The 911 address is 24994 Betts Lane, Georgetown. The tax map ID is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 110. For the benefit of the record, the Council has a copy of this of the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting from December 10th of 2015 related to this application and other applications for this afternoon. During the public hearing on December 10, 2015, in the report, the applicant did provide survey site plan relating to the location improvements on the property and an exhibit booklet. For the benefit of Council, I only had three copies of the exhibit booklet, and I've scattered them. I think there's one at Rob, one at Mike's, and one at Jones. We did receive comments from DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. This application was previously approved for an office and warehouse for a heating and air conditioning business. Back as conditional use number 1493 for Ron and Donetta. The applicant is proposing to utilize that site for the purpose of this related application. Chris Hitchens of Performance Injection Equipment Incorporated and Aaron Baker, Esquire of Baird Medellis and Rockstead LLC were present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. On December 10, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On January 14, 2016, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2039 for Performance Injection Equipment LLC for manufacturing and installation of performance automotive parts and accessories based upon a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property has historically been used for commercial purposes since at least 2002. The previous business, a heating and air conditioning business, moved out in 2013. This proposed use will be consistent with the prior uses of the property and will use the same building that currently exists on the property. Two, the use is to manufacture, research, and test performance automotive equipment, and it will not be a general repair shop. The sales of performance parts are primarily through the business's website. Three, the site is located in an area where there are many established businesses and commercial uses, including Kruger Trailers, Pep Up, the Georgetown Speedway, Infinity Shoppers, a hair salon, Ad Art, Classic Autos, Stoken Materials, ML Joseph Construction, Ironworks, and others. The proposed use is consistent with these other existing businesses. Four, the proposed use will not adversely affect traffic or area roadways. It will also not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. Five, the applicant sent letters to neighbors explaining the uses and activities being conducted on the site. No parties objected to the use, and no parties appeared in opposition to the application during the public hearing. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no outside repair work shall be performed on the site. B, any fluids removed from vehicles shall be placed in approved containers and removed by licensed handlers of those materials. C, all used and junk parts, equipment, etc. shall be stored from view from neighboring properties and roadways and shall be appropriately discarded or recycled. D, the chassis, shall be operated with the doors to its building closed. It shall also only be operated between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. E, the property shall have security lighting that is downward screen so that it does not project onto neighboring properties or roadways. F, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. G, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning access and roadway improvements. H, all dumpsters or trash disposal containers shall be screened from view from neighboring and adjacent properties and roadways. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. Some of the members weren't present. There are three scattered copies of the exhibit booklet on the podium. There's a copy of the survey of the property showing the existing improvements in front of each desk. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Any questions from council?
Just a question again we had earlier. It looks like this was an older subdivision. Residential subdivision at all? I mean, is it the way the lots are laid out?
The subdivision is actually behind it. Right adjacent, but behind it, and has access to the same road. There's three or four lots cut off the front, and then there's a small subdivision in the back.
Okay.
Wouldn't be so close that it would be disturbing the neighborhood. You couldn't even know it.
There's a house immediately. House immediately to the north. Uh-huh. There's a farm field immediately to the south for quite a distance, mm-hmm. and there's a little subdivision in the back.
Okay. If there are no other questions, Mr. Baker.
Thank you. Good afternoon. President Vincent, council members. My name is Aaron Baker, and I'm attorney at Baird Mendalis Brockstead, who represents the applicant Performance Injection Equipment Company, LLC. Just as an initial matter, you've been provided at least a few copies of a booklet that we provided to planning and zoning, and we'd ask that that be made part of the record of this hearing. My client's property is located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Betts Lane and Route 113, and just for future or additional reference, about a mile south of Georgetown Speedway. The property has a 3,000 square foot metal building located on it, which was constructed in either 2002 or 2003. Now, between 2002, when the property was first developed, and 2013, the previous owners of the property used the property and the building as a warehouse and office for an HVAC company. That previous use was approved by this council in May of 2003, and that business was either discontinued or moved in 2013. My client purchased the property in 2013 and began operating its business from the property, believing the previous conditional use permit covered his operations. My client manufactures, researches, tests, and installs performance automobile parts and accessories, focusing on late model Dodge and Jeep trucks and SUVs. The applicant, however, is not a general repair shop. It does not perform regular maintenance on vehicles such as oil changes, brake repair, or transmission repair, although some of those tasks may be performed in a limited number as part of custom projects for its customers. In addition, the applicant sells performance parts through its website. My client's purpose for applying for this conditional use is to bring his business into compliance with the zoning code and to continue its business, which it has been operating since 2013 in the same manner that it has for the last 2 years, with minimal complaints from the surrounding area. The property lies within a stretch of Route 113, which has many established business uses. This is confirmed by the Sussex County zoning map, which I have displayed on the screen. Now, my client's property is represented by the blue star in the center, and you can see all the red areas are commercial districts already incorporated into the Sussex County zoning map. In addition, a survey of businesses a short distance north and south of the property on Route 113 shows additional commercial uses in the area, and each of these red dots represents a commercial operation currently operating on the short stretch of highway. So if approved, my applicant's business would join at least 11 other current or previously operated businesses in the area. And these include Kruger Trailers, Georgetown Speedway, Ad Art, Piece of Hair, Infinity Choppers, Classic Auto Tire and Wheel, Pep Up, Stokely Materials, BFW Restoration, Iron Source, and ML Joseph Sand and Gravel. Importantly, my client's proposed conditional use is not an adverse use that could negatively affect the surrounding properties or values, as a commercial operation has been operated, existed on the property since 2002, so some 14 years. The proposed use is consistent with the others surrounding uses and trends in this area, as well as the prior use approved by this council in 2003. The applicant's business provides a valuable service to the citizens of Sussex County and promotes tax revenue. The applicant, with the exception of this zoning issue, and I will confess that there is an accounting issue regarding some property taxes, which my client intends to resolve basically as soon as this hearing is over.
As of now, they are not resolved. Is that
as correct? Of right now, yeah, we were just informed this morning that an outstanding balance for last year's property taxes has not been paid. My client has, in his own internal financial records, he has a check that was issued to the county in an amount identical to the property taxes, and dated December 8th, 2015. So somewhere along the way, either wasn't credited or, so we're going to resolve that as soon as this hearing is over, and okay. We don't anticipate that being a problem.
Sure, you do understand that because that is outstanding, I would be recommending to council that this matter not be acted upon until that is resolved and evidence given to us.
We understand the consequences of that outstanding balance, yes. The proposed conditional use is consistent with the 2007 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and the low density classification that the property is in. And lastly, the proposed use promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. In addition, my client does not object to any of the conditions set forth by the Planning and Zoning Commission, primarily because many of those conditions are already part of his business practice. So for those reasons, we would request that this council accept the recommendation, or I should say unanimous recommendation, of the Planning and Zoning Commission and approve this ordinance and the application for a conditional use. Is there any questions?
Is this property right across from Ad Art?
It's not directly across, but it's
yeah.
But for all intents and purposes, you could probably throw a rock at it.
With that being said, can you pull up the map and show for just for a reference point?
Sure.
On the map, which one is that arc?
Which one? So, absolutely. I didn't think I was gonna. So this is my client's property, obviously right here, and this is Ad Art.
Okay.
And this right here is Piece of Hair and Infinity Choppers.
But this lot is on the corner.
It's right on the corner, correct.
Right. Any other questions from council? Not, do you have anything else, Mr. Baker?
No, I do not.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's prerogative to close the public record except as to the issue of accepting evidence that the financial obligation's been taken care of.
Mm-hmm. We'll close the public hearing and close the public record with the exception of what said, Mr. Risk listed, Mr. Morawazo, with the tax
that is correct.
Of property. Can we find that for sure?
So we have to move to defer, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mr. Moore, read the short title, please.
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for manufacturing and installation of performance automotive parts and accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 34,740 square feet, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to defer.
Second. Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole to defer. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes. The next matters, there's actually two matters, change of zone and conditional use. It's CZ 1789 Good Earth Market LLC and conditional use 2038 Good Earth Market LLC. The public hearings as they were at planning and zoning will be combined, but any votes would have to be taken individually.
That's right. The first application of the two would be change of zone number 1789 for Good Earth Market LLC is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.17 acres more or less. The property is located south of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26. Approximately 1,800 feet west of Roxana Road, Route 17. The 911 address is 31806 Good Earth Lane, Ocean View. Tax map ID is District 134, map 11, parcels 181, 181.01, 181.02, and 181.03. The second application being considered jointly is conditional use number 2038 for Good Earth Market LLC. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 4.75 acres, more or less. Property located south of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 1,800 feet west of Roxana Road, Route 17. 911 address is 31806 Good Earth Lane, Ocean View, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 11, parcel 181.03. You note that that is only a portion of the property. The remaining portion of the property is already zoned commercial or has conditional use. The public hearings were held by the Planning and Zoning Commission on December 10 of 2015. We heard comments from Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. DelDOT comments are a part of the booklet, and I should add that the large booklet in front of your seats is the application for the booklet for this site. We heard County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division comments. Susan Ryan was present on behalf of the application with Mark Davison, the principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, LLC, both giving testimony. The commission found there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the applications. Therefore, in reference to change of zone number 1789, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1789 for Good Earth Market LLC from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, commercial zoning is appropriate for this parcel of land in that it is located along Route 26, which is a significant roadway. It is also in close proximity to the intersection of Route 17 and Route 26, where other commercial and service activities currently exist. Two, the property is partially in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, where CR1 zoning is appropriate. Three, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Four, the area that is the subject of this application already encompasses two conditional uses. Five, the property will be served by Central Sewer as part of the Sussex County Millville Sanitary Sewer District. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And seven, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code in that it is located in an appropriate location for a wide variety of commercial miscellaneous service activities generally serving the area. And it is located along an existing major thoroughfare where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, and welfare of the county. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. In reference to conditional use 2038, Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2038 for Good Earth Market LLC for multifamily dwelling structures based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, although this is an application for multifamily dwelling structures, there are small cabins that will be used as part of the expansion of the current Good Earth Market as a wedding venue and tourist venue. They will be part of that use. This is not an application for the primary use of higher density multifamily residential development. Two, there will not be any more than three units on the property. Three, the three units will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, the use of the property as a wedding facility with on-site cabins will provide a service to residents and visitors to Sussex County. Five, the units will have sewer service as part of the Sussex County Millville Sanitary Sewer District. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the proposed conditional use. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than three units on the site. B, the units shall be served by county sewer. C, these units are being approved as part of an overall redevelopment of this site as a wedding venue and tourist venue and are considered part of the overall use. Should the use of the wedding venue or tourist venue terminate or expire, this conditional use shall also automatically expire. D, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control shall be constructed using best management practices in accordance with all state and county requirements. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have. I received no other information on this application.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Pannoni Associates, located in Milton, Delaware. With me today is Susan Ryan and her husband, David Ryan, who are the owners of the Good Earth Market and the owners of this property, as well as they are they have a letter of intent to purchase the parcel 181 back from their sister. And I'll talk about that through the application here. The property, as Mr. Link described, is 10.17 acres. It is currently zoned agricultural residential, and it does have a conditional use for the uses that are already located on the properties. The property is in the environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone district, and so it is in the overlay area as a developing district. In tab two of the project booklets that were handed out is an aerial map, and I'll kind of go through exactly what's already located on the property here. In this location, on one of the parcels here, the property is made up of four individual parcels, all being one parcel at one time. And the parcel 181, which is this area right here, was part of a sale by Mr. and Mrs. Ryan to Mrs. Ryan's sister. And that was a subject of a past conditional use for a art studio and retail antiques, I believe. Existing on the site right now is the Good Earth Market store. And it's located out front, and it is part of an existing conditional use. Behind that Good Earth Market are existing gardens, where she grows vegetables and flowers that are part of the sales within that market. There's also in the back here there are existing chicken coops and chicken runs where these are egg layers. So she gathers the eggs and she's able to provide that as a sale.
Are they treated gently?
That's correct.
Could you give us an example of how it's done?
Can I? After this is over with, I was able to do that for you.
It's going to be important for this.
Let's see how this goes at the end.
How do you approach it?
Oh, Lord. At the rear of the property, again, currently up here, up at the front of the property, there's a house with a garage on it, and currently that's where Mrs. Ryan's sister and her husband live. Currently right now it's a single family residence, but in the back here is where Mr. and Mrs. Ryan reside currently, that's where they'll be residing. And in there is on top of the second floor of the garage, there's a one room tourist house that they do rent out on a daily or weekend basis. Again, in tab two of the booklet are the existing approvals that we've received as part of the original conditional use. We've gotten DLDOT approval for the entrance plan, and as everybody knows, if you've traveled Route 26, and I can bring up a different aerial here, this aerial here will show you out front here that DLDOT is currently Dulles currently has a project out there, and they have, you can see the work here. This is a 2015 aerial, and you can see the work that's happening out here. And Mr. and Mrs. Glenn, they just recently received a brand new entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Their existing entrance that they had permitted and constructed was torn up as part of the construction that's going on there, and the new entrance has been put back in place. That entrance, as part of the original conditional use that we had, part of the conditional use was for in this area located right here. The pad site has been built, the parking lot has been expanded. There was going to be a restaurant and offices and a yoga studio. That was part of the original conditional use. So all the approvals from all the agencies were approved for that.
Is that true?
We're going to rename that George Cole Highway.
I traveled in that.
These properties are in an area of other commercial uses and commercial zonings in the area, the closest being 84 Lumber, which is actually located to the east of this property. And then the property is surrounded on two sides by property that's owned by BB Medical Center, which I believe they had a conditional use at one time, but I don't think that they've ever, the property still sits vacant, I do believe. The properties are located in the level 2 and level 3. The state strategies for policies and spending, that's a 2010 map there. This is an application to grant a rezoning of the 10.17 acres from AR1 to CR1, and then 4.75 acres of that we're asking for as a conditional use to place 3 cabins on the property. And in your booklets although not part of a traditional rezoning site plan, but this is the site plan that we are proposing for the property.
Is that on tab 2 also? That one?
The site plans are located in tab 3. There's 11 by 17. There's an existing conditions plan on showing what's existing out there, and then there's the proposed. And as you can see, the proposal now is to provide for a brew pub and restaurant. And the idea for the brew pub is to brew local beer at the restaurant. So in essence, we're taking the cafe and the restaurant that was previously approved, and we're shifting it to kind of overlook the pond. Part of the theme of this brew pub will be to also overlook the gardens that are behind the existing Good Earth Market. So what you see here is all we did was we took the market that was, or the building that was approved in this location here, and we've just kind of spun it 90 degrees and kind of put it up against the existing stormwater feature that's out there. It's heavily vegetated, it's sort of like an environmental garden that's out there that has acted very well to help mitigate stormwater and actually help mitigate the runoff. But we're looking to spin that and then put a deck out back there so that we'll take advantage of all the open space views that are in the back behind there. But as part of the conditional use for the property, we're proposing 3 in this area right here. This area right here, we're proposing 3 cabins. In the booklet, under tab 3, I've provided some plans of what the cabins are essentially going to look like. And they're just small, about 600 square foot cabins, and there's only going to be 3 of them. They're going to be for rentals. And they're going to be part of they're going to be able to be rented out weekly or daily or on the weekends. And as part of that, there's a floor plan for that particular type of cabin with front porches and screen porches on the back. And it'll be all set from where the wedding venue is going to be.
So those cabins will have to meet code, right?
That is correct, yes.
They will go through the building plan, or building for you and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
They exceed the minimum square footage.
That would not... if they were below enough.
If they're considered dwelling, the square footage is actually less than 400, and these are 600. So.
Yeah, okay. But and they would be, because they're going to be rented, Lawrence, is there any other, do they just get the residential?
No.
The residential building permit to the building code department.
Even though the rental property?
Still a house.
Still a house, okay.
They have such a way for it to deal with state laws on landlord tenant.
Don't watch out for mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mosquito, yeah. So the larger circle I just placed back here is where the proposed wedding venue is going to be. And the Ryans have already had, they've had a successful wedding venue out there already. And in the tab three, I put some pictures in there of what some of the what the wedding venue kind of looks like on their property, and you can kind of see the gardens, how they interrelate the actual wedding within the gardens that are already out there, the buildings that have been constructed as part of the Good Earth Market. So it turns out, and again, it's all in the open space. It's in the grassed area. As you can tell, the chairs are brought in, they're rented, there's tents get put up. So there's nothing there that's permanent for this part of this venue. It's just everything is rented and brought in, and then the ceremony for the wedding itself. As part of the booklet in the comprehensive plan, the Good Earth Market is in the environmentally sensitive overlay district, and according to the 2008 comprehensive plan future land use map, it is immediately adjacent to the to a developing area. In this exhibit is in your booklet here. You can see where the kind of small, but that blue area right there. That area right there, that blue area is the actual existing pond that's already located out there on the site. So you can see that they are in the environmentally sensitive developing district. It is a growth area, and you're immediately adjacent to the developing area as per the future land use map. And some of the things about, you know, being in a growth area is being on a major arterial road, which this is, Route 26. It's being reconstructed. Having utilities brought to the site, it is currently going to have sewer service. Right now, currently on site, they have a septic system, but sewer has been, and they do have an 8-inch stubbed in for the Sussex County Sewer. That is in tab number 7, is a letter and an email from the Sussex County Engineering Department. No traffic impact study was asked, was required for this rezoning application. And water right now currently is being used by on-site wells. Tide water isn't, they're in the area, but they're about 1,000 feet or more away from this site. So as soon as, if Tidewater decides to bring water up this far, up Route 26, there will be talk with them about possible future connections for, but the property itself and all the uses will meet all of the standard drinking and fire regulations. In tab 5 of the booklet, I've added a section under the ESDDOZ 115.194.3. I'm not going to read through every one of these, but everything I've highlighted in red to all the requirements under the environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone, but I did want to point out one thing that under the economic and recreational and other benefits, the Good Earth Market's been here for about 11 years in the Clarksville area, and they have. She has a second store in Rehoboth, and it's been there for about 2 years. And they employ approximately 12 employees right now. And with the addition of all the proposed uses and other venues that they propose for this piece of property, they look to double that or more in the future as part of what they're proposing there. And as I stated earlier, and I will try to give a demonstration to Mr. Cole on how an egg does come out of a chicken. They do grow their own eggs. They do buy local farm products. They buy from the local farmers. That's the goal of the brew pub would be to buy from the local farmers in the area and prepare meals. That'll be part of the menu of the brew pub is to prepare meals from the local farmers and what is grown on the property itself.
Actually, you're way ahead of George. he thinks the food comes out of the store, not off the farm.
You need produce, you got a produce section. You need meat?
I'm going to wrap this up. Yeah. Anyway,
there you go.
So as Mr. Lank did acknowledge, or he did read into the record, the findings and the conditions that were prepared by the Planning and Zoning Commission, it was a unanimous 5-0 recommendation for the approval, and we do agree to the findings and the conditions as recommended by the Planning Commission. And with that, I'd like Mrs. Ryan to come up here and just kind of affirm what I've said, and everything that I've said is true.
Uh-oh. Hi, Susan Ryan, 31806 Good Earth Lane, Ocean View, Delaware. I think Mark did a great job explaining my master plan. We're in our 12th year, actually it'll be 13 years in August with our store open, and for 6+ years, I did 5 farmers markets a week and killed myself with berries and heirloom tomatoes. And then I went to these agritourism sessions that the state sponsored, and it really became evident that where my location is and what I'm doing, people really like to see it. So I've really branched into the agritourism, which is farm weddings and having a venue where people can stay and bring their kids and see the chickens. So we do produce eggs. We have 99 hens. And we produce blackberries and blueberries as well. And I'm thrilled to be able to bring the property, really get the whole everything that I'd like to do on the on the property. I have been doing weddings already. The first time I think I went to Lawrence, he said, I know you've been doing weddings out there. It started with a friend of mine who wanted a wedding, and it was really successful. And it's been a great thing for me as part of my business plan. So.
And if George stops by, you can extend to him about the egg and the
Well, what we do, George, just so you know, our chickens are in beautiful pens, but every evening we rotate them and they go out on the grass for hours and hours. They're treated beyond gently. They're the happiest
really
chickens.
Want to know why you didn't utilize an attorney to put this presentation as opposed to this gentleman.
Why I didn't utilize an attorney?
An attorney, yes, because usually they're the pros, they're professionals.
And they would know about the chicken and the egg, wouldn't they?
Right.
They would have made it up.
But the chickens are great because I sell them in the store. We usually have a waiting list for our eggs. We feel that they're exceptional. And they also serve a double purpose because I have guests on the property. The kids just love to feed them, and we get so much joy out of them. So. Wow. Any questions?
Or too long at the brew pub, they run a cottage.
Yeah. What's that?
If they're spending too much time at the brew pub, they rent a cottage.
They can just rent a cottage. And we're hoping to also cater our weddings out of that facility, too.
It sounds like Mumford Store, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot.
Huh? I think they stole the yes. Mumford Store.
I know you guys are laughing. This is my business. I love it. It's my living.
Mr. Lang?
Yes. How many chickens did you say you had?
I have 99 right now.
I just want to make that clear. If she had 100,
would have no issue.
Are you kidding?
100 is a magic number.
After the fox, maybe a couple weeks ago, we may have a little less than 100.
For personal enjoyment, and in this case, it can function as a business. If you go over 100, then it becomes commercial.
I didn't even know that. So
there you go.
I'm glad I'm doing the right thing.
You can get an extra 10 or 2, take it to George.
I'm suspicious. I bet she knew all about that.
I didn't, actually.
I have a question, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlett.
I know that you pride yourself of being an organic, I can greet this fly, organic.
Yes, we
do. Providing organic products to the community.
We do, in our market, that's our focus.
I know my wife has been there, and you are a highly respected, I will tell you, community.
Thank you.
But the question I have, I know that each one of us is certainly awaiting for the answer, because you are organic. Mm-hmm. Is your brew pub going to be providing organic beer?
Well, I'm hoping to have at least one organic brew on tap at all times, and also one gluten-free beer on tap at all times.
Okay.
But it's going to be a very small operation. Basically, the beer will be brewed for just that location. So we'll brew what we use that week or just that weekend, and we'll also have guest taps like local. We love Burley Oaks and a lot of the local breweries, so we'll have them on tap as well.
And a serious question, actually, is because I know you're asking for...
Because there is a changing
of the zone regarding AR to a commercial.
Correct.
And so the question I have is why? Why commercial versus going with a conditional use? Is that because you've got all the elements that are going on?
I have all the elements that are going on. I've been running a successful business, like you said. We have a great reputation in the area. I want to be able to have that leeway to do everything that I want to do on the site and on the property. I want to develop it the way I want to. And we've laid out our master plan, so...
Very good. Thank you.
Very much would like it to be commercial.
You know why Mr. Arnett's so interested about the beer?
He wants to come.
He'll be your number one customer.
Good. We'll have a seat for all of you.
Would you like to get the first sample at some point?
It smells too much like horse pee in there.
Well, you know, the brew pubs are popping up everywhere. We really think we need one in the Bethany area, and it's great for tourism. And it's just like wine, you know, wineries back. It's not a trend. It's a segment. It's not going away. People would like to come and hit, you know, go to Milton and hit Dogfish, hit everything in the area. So we think it works really well with our area, with tourists and locals.
Rich beverages.
Okay.
Mr. Davidson, did you have anything else?
I just wanted to, I'll finalize with the saying that the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance being located in an appropriate location for the wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities that are generally serving the area, as well as what we're proposing to be able to do on the property. And it is located along a major thoroughfare, and there is a general mixture of different types of commercial and service activity that now exists, which is essential and desirable. For the general convenience, the orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. That's it.
Thank you. And did you have any other witnesses?
Nope.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition?
He realizes all the work.
Yeah.
And
never told him
that. Seeing, I hear about that 99 chicken limitation.
Yeah.
I started with 5 chickens and I kept growing, and he kept saying, What are you doing?
So, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's council's preference, close the public.
We'll close the public comment. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes. First, I'm going to read the short title for the change of zone.
Sure.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.17 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 7 is given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to approve change of zone 1789 for the reasons as listed. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, along with the opinion we got from planning and zoning. It's an appropriate place for this type of operation. I think they'll do very well.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes. It's a commercial zoning that's appropriate for this parcel of land, which is located on Route 26.
Mr. Arlett.
I concur. I will also vote yes per planning and zoning's recommendation. And I'm actually very excited to hear what you guys are doing with your property and continuing to give back to the community like you are.
Thank you.
That means if we vote for this commercial, you can now grow 100 chickens.
I can have one.
Mr. Wilson.
I can have more chickens.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote for it, yes.
Based on recommendation, planning and zoning also agree. I vote yes. Motion passes.
Okay.
Next, Mr. Moore.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 4.75 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 6 given by planning and zoning with conditions 7A through E.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. To approve conditional use 2038 for the reason listed and with the conditions. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Mooney, yes, along with planning and zoning's opinion and with their conditions that they set out, and looking forward to watching this place develop.
Cole?
Yeah, the conditional use is, will complement the CR1 district with a wedding venue and cabins and other things that will be oriented to the tourist trade in the area.
Charlotte?
Actually, as I deliberate over this very important vote, I actually wanted to ask Mr. Cole. Earlier he said the Route 26, you were hoping that was going to be a change, name change, correct?
Cole Highway.
Cole Highway. So I'm wondering if it might be a suggestion or recommendation that one of these cottages perhaps be considered as being the Cole Cottage.
Oh, sure.
To go along with the Cole
Bad luck.
Highway there.
Now, I think the attorney would frown upon that before we voted.
You think?
I'm thinking so.
I think the attorney would frown.
And I'm not providing it as a recommendation, of course, of this, just for the record. So I just thought I would throw that out there. But nonetheless, based on the recommendation from planning and zoning, and certainly this makes complete sense, and again, I congratulate them, so yes.
Wilson?
I was talking to you on chicken coops. Glad to see them. We need, are there new eggs?
What's that?
You have new eggs?
We do. We have our kinds, yeah.
Well, actually, my neighbor has blue eggs. In fact, they sell to us for $1 a dozen because we throw it down.
Yes, Boone.
Just
checking.
Thank you.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendation and the condition in place. I vote yes, motion carried, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's called good marriage. It's good earth, good marriage. Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I like it. But I already named the cottages. Once the sunflower cottage.
Cole, second.
Yes,
Mrs. Deaver. To adjourn. Question on the motion?
Let me give you.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole, yes. Charlotte.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried.
On that,
you'll be seeing.